All right, now we're official. Now we can start. Good morning, team. Wow, exciting things are happening. I'm so glad to have all of you on the call this morning. And there's some interesting, exciting new developments that we can start Team Kaizen right now. It's going to officially start January 1st, but right now, October, November, December, any silvers that you break will count towards your having 3, 4 being on Team Kaizen. So we got so excited about that. And I just want to make sure all of you guys know and that you get the word out to your whole team and that we all go, get into action for this fourth quarter. It's always such an auspicious quarter. The energy, the vibration is just really great for people getting back to school, back to work, back on track. It's the great holiday shopping season, and we have gifts that keep on giving, the gift of wellness, and it's just a great time of year. This morning we especially want to talk about, just like we were talking about before we started the call, that never underestimate what a small group of like-minded people can do. I think it was a quote from Margaret Mead, can change the world, because that's actually the only thing that ever has. And we are a group of like-minded people. We're all on purpose, humans being more, becoming better ourselves, learning, growing in the five pillars, our mind, our body, our family, our finances, society. And we help others. We go out and we share and we teach and we help others so that they too can have a better life. I think Jack has something he wants to read. I see him with his highlighter over here.
Well, yeah, I just saw this article about by Brian Tracy called The 3% Factor and the Power of Written Goals.
Okay.
Materializing success.
Say happy Thanksgiving to Moth and the doggy.
Okay, hang on just a second, guys. I'm going to...
Conference muted.
Okay. I'll start again. Brian Tracy... this article is called The 3% Factor, and it says only 3% of adults have written goals, and everyone else works for those people. In life, you either work to achieve your own goals or you work to achieve the goals of someone else. Which is it going to be for you? And we all have a success and failure mechanism. The brain has both a success mechanism and a failure mechanism. The failure mechanism is the temptation to follow the undisciplined path of least resistance. And so your success mechanism is the opposite. You're going to follow a definite path. And he outlines a 7-step method for achieving your goals. Step 1, decide exactly what you want to be. That you want to accomplish. 2, write it down. 3, set a deadline for your goal. 4, make a list of everything you can possibly think to do or achieve your goal. So don't think about the things that you can't do. Think about the things that you can do. And then step 5, organize your list by both sequence and priorities, so when do you want to do it and which is the most important things. Then step 6, take action on your plan immediately. Step 7, do something every day that moves you towards your major goal. So,
well, that sounds perfect for us right now. So our 90 days, we're already 10 days into it, but all out massive action. Just like, Botanic has shared with us so many times how when he started, he got information out to 100 people. And we can do that too, make our 100 name list, prioritize it to our top 20 so that we're really being effective and talk to our top 20 first. And like Brody Craney is teaching us, is to invite those people to join us in our team and share with them why we admire them, why we would love to work with them. And invite them to take a look. Tell them we realize that it may or may not be for them. And if it's not, that's fine. But why, we would love to have them on our team and for them to look. And we can all just get a tremendous amount of momentum going here in this fourth quarter. Today we want to have, we have Tina Davidson and Ruth Lowe, and they are really demonstrating the power of working together. Ruth Lowe is living now in San Diego, and Tina was out there on vacation, and she hooked up with Ruth, and they are doing absolutely amazing things. And we're going to have, let them share with you, and then you guys can ask them questions. Let's see, Jack.
One of the things that's fascinating about that is they're not in the same
direct line,
but they're all on our team. We're so lucky. So, Ruth and Tina, what do you guys want to share? How you hooked up and what you're doing now to create something wonderful?
Because Tina's already sponsored three.
Sure. But
you go for it, Tina.
Yeah, that would not have been possible without Ruth's help. So I was going out to San Diego, and I wanted to meet Ruth because Ruth helped me so much preparing for my mountain climb, and I just wanted to thank her, really just thank her and meet her. And Ruth made the offer. She said, if there's anybody, you know, while you're out here that wants a preview, I'll put it on for you. And I thought to myself, how would I ever, you know, how am I going to get three people or however many to go see a preview? Because I'm so new to this. Yeah, my mind hasn't clicked in yet. It did now, though. It does now. And while I was at the event, I just started listening, and so many people had health issues. And every time I turned around, I'd hear my husband saying, oh, my gosh, your son's arm is paralyzed from polio? Oh, you need to talk to Tina. Oh, yes. And, oh, and this is going on with you. You had a car accident. And it just went on and on and on. Every time I turned around, as soon as I would say what kind of company I started to work for, people like, I need more information. This is amazing. And really, it was just opening my mouth and being comfortable opening my mouth. But three people immediately wanted to go to Ruth's house. And it was the first time I got to see somebody else put on a wellness preview. So it was fabulous. Ruth invited some of her team over and some other people that had been looking at the business. We went through a full preview, and all three of those people were blown away by Ruth and by the products. And two of those became seniors. And one was she's at 1,000, so just a little bit more for the month, and then she'll be a senior. But I have to say that just Ruth stepping out of her direct line and teaching me and letting this flow has been amazing. And and we're doing a 21 club now, so I put together a list of 18 more people for us to talk to. And we're going to start hitting that now. So it's wonderful.
So I would like to add that this would never have happened if it wasn't for Tina stepping out of her comfort zone and saying, okay, I guess now that we've planted the seed to say, okay, if you wanted to talk to somebody, I could do the preview for you. I don't think she was even thinking along those realms. So it's all about taking it to the next step to say, okay, so now we are we're only $250 away from volume of 6,000 points for a 21 club, which is nothing. And as soon as we make our first phone call, actually we only have 16 left to call, that, you know, things are going to happen. So potentially Tina could go into a second 21 club, which I don't think she was even thinking of when this one first started. And
no, not at all.
And she's two-thirds of the way to silver. She can go silver this month. And I don't think she was thinking that either when she first came to San Diego. So it's really about opening the possibilities of what could happen instead of just staying in our box. And sometimes you don't have that knowledge until you talk to somebody else. And that's why that's the beauty of using the ABCs. And that just stresses how important it is to do an ABC with somebody that has been doing it for longer or just having another brain at work for your for your support. That, so it doesn't even have to be somebody that has experience. It's just having that other A, wherever it is, to be able to bounce things back and forth, and one thought creates another thought and creates even more possibilities. So that's the cool thing about what has transpired. So I just have a few pointers I want to make when I was reflecting on this amazing experience with Tina, because she is amazing. And it is because of her passion that became the catalyst to grow this opportunity to what it is right now. And now there's like no stopping her. I mean, she really doesn't need me at this point. She's on fire. But the fun part is that she's allowing me to play with her. And so I get on fire, and things have been happening in my group. So it just goes to show that it doesn't matter if you're in direct paid lineage or whatever. It doesn't matter. What goes around comes around. When you help others, and it will come back to you. But I actually have been blessed. I've already had help from others, and this is just my paying it forward. So that's the beauty of it. It's so exciting. And so it just warms my heart. So we're very blessed that we have Meekin to be able to do that with. So when I was thinking about the 21 Club, I realized it really is all about having the opportunity to practice. Because every person Tina calls, that we will call, and every person she has spoken to, becomes an opportunity for us to practice on how to share Meekin. Because every person is different. Every person's situation is different, and their reasons for doing Meekin or understanding or learning about Meekin is different, and it gives us a chance to get really great at sharing Meekin. And, you know, you guys can hear it and see it with Tina already. I mean, she is so comfortable now talking with people, and maybe once in a while she'll say, well, how would I say that? And then the minute I say it, she goes, oh, yeah, I could do that. So it's really wonderful to have this opportunity to practice. The other thing is that it's about building confidence, right? When we do a 21 Club or having people, having a three-way ABC, it's building confidence not just in yourself as the B, but it also helps the A. Because I know that I know that I know that these technologies can help people. There's no telling me that this stuff doesn't work. And I know when people come across my path that I can help them. And that belief is really important. I think sometimes people, when we first start, you know, Tina's fairly new, and you're just not sure, and I think that's why Ben Woodward has realized that he has got to create this scientific advisory board, so we don't have to be the experts. We can just say, yeah, if you want to get information, go online or call somebody. You know, we have a resource for them to talk to, and that's really important. So it's just, I think 21 Club, everybody should do one, because it doesn't matter if you have the volume or not. Just go through the process, and you will absolutely grow as a person. And in your journey with Meekin. So I just want to add those few pointers. But I don't know, Tina, anything else? And then we can open up for questions if you'd like.
Well, Ruth, I would like you to talk a little bit more about just what exactly do you do in your 21 Club? How this is supposed to be a business 21 Club, so how are you showing the business and what how do you
show the product? I mean, everything, yeah. What do you do with your in-home?
Okay, so my in-home, you know, because these were people that I did not know, and I wanted to just get to know them a little bit, so I said, you know, typically I know who I've invited because they're my guests, right? But I didn't know these ladies, and so I asked them to please, you know, tell me where they're from, if they had any children, because I needed to know my audience on what points I needed to hit home for them.
Right.
And so these three women, it was interesting. One actually lives less than a mile from where I grew up in Long Island. That was interesting. Another lady actually owns a house that's, you know, half a block away from my house where I live today in San Diego. She bought here in 1982. It is a rental property for her. But, I mean, what are the chances two out of three women I had this strong connection with, which was incredible. And then the third woman has five children. Well, you know, I love kids, and I've always built my business around kids, so that was another amazing connection. I was just like, oh, man, we are sitting pretty. I love all these women already. So that was interesting how that all happened. And then we just started to talk. Luckily, I had, like, Barb there and Diana there, and so I was able to then have them share their testimonies. And so it wasn't just me speaking. And, of course, Tina shares her amazing testimony of – although it's so funny because sometimes she leaves out some key components, like she was at 17,500 feet when all this happened, but it's so funny that she doesn't realize how powerful her own testimony is. So we did testimonies, and then typically I go right into the insoles, but we had a woman that had a broken clavicle, and I really felt called to go start with something that addressed her, because she had had a broken clavicle for 7 months, did not want to do surgery, and her body was not healing. So I went straight into the bone health pack because I felt like that she so needed that, and the other ladies needed to hear that, because, you know, one lady had 5 kids, so the other lady had said to me, oh, you know, I'm getting older and I can feel aches and pains. Well, that's because we all need the bone health pack at our age. So I started with the bone health pack is what I did. And then from there, then went into insoles, you know, to talk about and muscle checks. So luckily, because we had half a dozen people there, we were able to pull different people up to do a demonstration. And some people were pulled up twice because the lady with the broken clavicle, we were limited in what we could do. So we did do the insoles demonstration. I did the water demo with the range of motion. I also did where you take 2 hands, you lift them up, and you just kind of open and shut your hands and figure out which hand is stiffer or sore. And then I just sprayed. I had a little spray bottle with Primet water in it and sprayed it on the hand that was stiff, and then let them notice if they noticed. And once it dried and I rubbed it into their hands, let them feel the difference between the hands. So I demonstrated 2 things with the water. I, you know, I love water, and I showed them the sweet potato picture, which I think a picture speaks a thousand words, so that they could see what happens with the sweet potato. And then after that, we went into the sleep system because I wanted to talk. You know, to me, that's the Cadillac of our technology. It's amazing. And I bring them over. I always have a little ottoman that's like a pull-out couch, and I pull it out and I put the demo pack on there. And I say to them, at the end of this presentation, you all have to go into this sleep system, take off your shoes, get into the bed, and just take 3 deep breaths. I just want you to feel it. One lady, the one with the broken clavicle, said, oh, do you want me to do that now? I said, no, you can do it afterwards. I mean, she was so cute. I said, no, because I have to go back and finish up my presentation. So when we're around the sleep system, I take the pillow out and I demonstrate with the feet standing width apart, shoulder width apart, hands laced with fingers behind their back, palms up, fingers down, and I put my fist in their palm and I muscle check them, pull down and show them, and then I wave the pillow around them front and back, and I don't touch them with the pillow because I feel it's more powerful. They realize, like, I didn't touch you with it. Because our technology is so wonderful, it penetrates through the body. And then they see the difference in the balance. And then I always bring the awareness to say, well, how long did I wave that pillow? And they'll say, oh, less than a minute. And I say, can you imagine sleeping in this bed the whole time? So, and if they don't remember that, when they're sleeping in the bed at the end of the demonstration, I always bring that back. Say, remember when I did that demonstration with the pillow? How quickly that worked? I said, it's working on your body already. So you just help them connect the dots when it comes to the technology. Then after the sleep system, we went back. We briefly talked about the air and the light. I demonstrated the air with somebody that had allergies. I'd like them to take a deep breath before they go towards the air filter, and I muscle check them and just say, notice how it feels. And then I put them behind the air filter, and I pump it up 2 or 3 notches. I make them take 3 deep breaths, and I always ask them, how does it feel? Because they're the ones that have to feel it. When they feel it, instead of me telling them, I mean, I could have easily said, oh, doesn't that feel great? But to me, that's feeding them something, and I want them to come up with the awareness themselves. So then I ask them how they're feeling, and then muscle check them again. And they always feel great. And then we also did the light, because I like to do the difference for them reading without the light and then bringing them to the light. That sounds funny. And then have them read it and notice the clarity, the sharpness of the print when they're reading. And that's exactly what happened to this gal, Jennifer. And then we muscle checked her also with her fingers just so she could see the difference, how her body so needed that light. Although now that I'm reflecting, I probably could have done a better job to remind her how she was in front of that light, because maybe that's something she really should purchase for her family. She's the one with the 5 kids. and then... let's see, we did some nutritionals because I like to demonstrate Jay Green. I did the demonstration of Jay Green with 1 capsule under their tongue and do a muscle checking with that and then let them swallow it. And I always say, wow, that was just 1 capsule. And let me share with you, my son takes 10 capsules because he, you know, he's a 22-year-old that eats Taco Bell every day. So his body needs it. So that hits home with them too. And then, okay, so business, we probably didn't touch upon it because it was already between all the questions and everything, but they obviously knew that we were in the job to share with people because they did, I think I mentioned briefly about it, you know, being a community outreach, you know, we're there to share with other people, but honestly, it probably didn't hit it as hard as I should have, but I think they realized that, you know, we are here to share with people and just educate. And I really feel the biggest thing is that I don't push to sell. That's not what it's all about. It's really about educating to them, and it's for them to experience it, touch, and feel it, and have the realization themselves how powerful these technologies are. And what gives me the confidence, I even told Tina, I said, bottom line is that, you know what, I don't care if they buy this stuff because they're the ones that are hurting. I use this stuff, and I feel great. And so that's the, you know, it's not my issue. They've got to realize what they need to do for them. And when they make that decision is when it really clicks. And then they have no problem taking care of themselves. So it's interesting how you can portray that when you're doing a preview. So that's what we did, right, Tina? Did I forget anything?
No. I just remember, I took notes. So when Ruth went individual to each of the three friends that I brought to her house, she looked at me, she goes, write down what I say so that I knew what to do because otherwise I was just standing there watching everything. And that was so helpful because she went bit by bit through their bodies going, okay, what's going on with you? And she really personalized what products they needed to be healthier. And she wasn't trying to oversell them or she wasn't trying to sell them at all. She's telling them, you need Jade Green, you need this, you need this, you need this. And we just went through a whole list. And so the next day when I sat down with these ladies to go over placing their order, I had it all right in front of me. There was no trying to remember. There's nothing. It was like, okay, this is what Ruth said. And I kept Ruth as the, because she was, the expert the entire time, you know. Ruth said to do it. We should definitely do that. So,
and Tina has all three ladies did auto ships, right? Oh, the third one is going to do the auto ship. She has Jennifer and Kenny. Right.
Yes,
so yeah. And once you get them on auto ship, they feel so good. They just continue because our auto ship, our nutritionals are so phenomenal. You just got to get them on. Once they get on it, there's no stopping them. I mean, we have auto ships that are 16 years old with people that we dealt with. So it just keeps on going. It's amazing because they feel good. They feel better. And they realize it's because of the nutritionals that they're taking. Yeah.
Okay, so say a little bit about how, okay, your goal is not to push products on people, but you have to ask questions that lead them to take action. So what questions did you ask to get them to place their initial order, and what questions they asked how did you motivate them to get on AutoShip?
Well, I think AutoShip just comes about because we tell them it's over $100. They could save the money. And so when I am presenting the nutritionals, one of the things I mentioned, if not at that point in time individually, I will say, you know, you can't just be on it for like a month because you're not being fair to your body. I said, even doctors will tell you you have to be on your medication 3 to 6 months. I said, a minimum, you need to be this on 3 months because it's important for your body to assimilate and acclimate to what's going on so that you could really see the difference in your body. The other thing is, at the very end, one of the ladies all of a sudden tells me that she has this foot surgery scheduled in a month. And I said, what? Well, tell me more. So I asked about it, and she said, do you think this can help? And I looked at her and said, well, it sure can't hurt. I said, of course I think it could help. But I said to her, very point blank and to the point, I just said, but only if you do exactly what I tell you to do. Because you know what? I have gotten to the point where I'm like, look, don't tell me you just had some water and you expect a miracle. Yes, we see miracles, but it takes more than water. It takes magnets, it takes the sleep system, it takes the air, it takes the insoles, you know, all these other things. So I made, and that's when Tina was writing it down. The woman needed, you know, insoles, power minis, duct tape, back flex, necklace. I just went through the stuff that I needed to support her, and I said, you know, and bone health pack, lactoferrin, Jade Green. So I just tell them what they need. I'm not asking. They don't know enough to know what they need. I got to be the one that's teaching them and educating them, and then they make the decision. So, you know, I just told Tina to write it all down. I think part of it, and it's interesting, Tina mentioned this morning to me on the phone, I do have the expectation that, you know, I know this stuff works. So there is not a speck of doubt in my mind. So I know also that when they do these things with these technologies, they will feel better. Now, I tell them up front, I can't make any claims. I can't say I'll get rid of this. And for the lady that had the foot surgery, I said twofold. Let's get your body prepped, and potentially you may not have to have it. But even if you did have to have it, because we don't have enough time, your body is going to be so much more prepared for this trauma, because surgery is trauma. Plus, we can make your doctor's surgery even easier because we've done some work. And then when you're healing, your body's going to be so much stronger and heal better and heal faster. I mean, these are not medical claims. These are just common sense things that if we put the right water and the right air and the right sleep into your system, your body's going to thrive. So all of this process makes sense to them, right? And I even say to them, look, I planted a seed. What does the seed need to grow? It needs good water, good air, good nutrients, good sunshine. And then it grows. Well, your body's no different. And then, of course, I go back to the sweet potato picture, but, you know, so I'm not sure, Jack, that it's really asking. I think, you know, I'm saying that these are things I recommend. The choice is yours. And then you got to decide how fast or how slow you want to get better. But ultimately, the choice is there. I think you have to allow them to make the choice. Because when you allow them to do that, and don't put doubt. Sometimes I hear new people say, well, maybe you don't have to do it right now. And I don't like to say that. I do say to them, it's up to you. I do say technology is always there. The choice is ultimately yours because I don't want them to feel pressured. But I never say you don't have to do it because I don't think that's – because right away they'll be like, oh, yeah, I don't need that. So I don't like to say that you don't have – I just say that you don't – have to make a decision right now, but, you know, it's a certain way. You have to see where the person's at. I don't like to give them an out, but I do like to say they have a choice. I don't know. It's like a fine line. I don't know if that answered your question. Yeah. So.
Did you want to say something else, Tina?
I was just trying to think if there was anything else that really stood out. I think just being new, it was so amazing for me to hear the words and to see Ruth's actions and to get it. I mean, I know this sounds crazy. I've been working with NECAM for 3 months now, but I didn't get truly how having another senior person actually do the presentation or be your A worked. Like, it was so easy and so amazing. And I got to learn, and now I don't have the fear that I used to have because now I get it. That's how it works. This is awesome.
One of the things I'd like to say about Tina is when we first met, when I first talked to Tina, just within, I don't know, the first, second, third conversation, I said, you know, do you really want to do this? Yeah, I want to do this. And I said, well, make a list of at least 100 names. I mean, everybody that you can think of that you'd like to share this with. And she made a list of like 150 names. Isn't that right, Tina?
Yes, it's 150,
And so I said, so now pick the top, you know, 20% of those that you'd really, really like to be in business with. And I think you did that too, so... congratulations on doing that. And if you go back and keep looking at that list and get yourself all the way through it, I'm sure you'll. I mean, there's probably enough there for several 21 clubs. And
just you should have 5 21 clubs in a row.
Exactly. And the
amazing thing
about that is every one of those people, they know 100 or 200 people, you know, that you don't know. And so,
right.
So really, if you really work that whole list, and keep following up with who do you know who do you know that needs to that deserves to know about this? You know, now you've seen more, you've had more confidence, you know, ask them who they know that deserves to know what you now know. And it'll just keep going.
And I know Julie and I also.
Yeah, so I also want to add, and I'm sure Julie can vouch for this, is that Tina is so coachable. I mean, she, you know, is just there to absorb like a sponge. I mean, she's just feverishly writing things down, has all these questions. On her birthday, she happened to be in San Diego having a massage, and she tells me, I just kept thinking of all the questions I had to ask you, and I thought, girl, you should be relaxing for your birthday present. And there she was thinking about all the questions to ask. It was just so funny. But, you know, she really wants to learn. She's not there. There are some people I've worked with in the past that I tell them to do something. Well, what do you want to think about this? And they would tell me all the reasons why they could not do it. And that's so crazy because that's where their energy is focusing on what they cannot do. That has never happened with Tina in the time that I've spoken with her. When I say something, she goes, oh, there's something to think about. It's always, she's always been open and allowing the practice to open up and just happen versus telling me the reasons why she couldn't do it. And that is huge. And that's why I typically would not have offered to do 21 Club with a cross line or even depending on my schedule right now this fall. I'm so busy even with my own team members just because of my limited time for my other commitments. But when I saw how open she was and I saw that, you know, her passion was so great and all these things were happening, I thought to myself, this is a sign from God. I need to go forward with this because I have to make the time for it because all this is happening. It doesn't make sense not to do it. And so that's why I took it forward. But to have somebody to work with that is willing to learn and not willing to butt heads or and I'm open for a challenge, but I don't want to hear all the reasons why we can't do something. You know what I mean? It brings you down, and that's not what I want. I mean, part of my affirmation is that I work with people that are happy and positive, and I do, and that's the beauty of it. So that is huge. That it really is huge. Don't think of excuses. Think of the possibilities of how it can be done. And Tina does a phenomenal job doing that. And I know that Julie, Jack, all of you guys, and Gloria can vouch for that. So that's really very important.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, Ruth, but right before the end of the month, where I was about to lose the one really big month that I had of purchases, Gloria contacted me, and she said, we have 5 days to get you silver. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's get a 21 Club done. And it scared me because I was leaving the next morning. I was going to be on a motorcycle for 3 days, and I had no way to be on the calls. And you know, and I felt terrible because, Gloria, I know you're on the call. That was so amazing that you asked me that. And I felt terrible because I couldn't do it. And I was, besides being scared, physically it was impossible being on the back of, you know, a Harley for 3 days. But so I think really just everyone is so amazing. So I just had to throw that out. So thank you.
Yeah.
I've got a question. I have a question for you, Tina. When you, I mean, these people, you were in San Diego with your husband at a business, for his business. And so I think these women, you didn't know them before. Is that right?
No. I've been friends with a lot of these women for about 5 years.
Oh, okay, so you do. So how did you first get into conversation with them? I mean, I know you were saying, people were saying, oh, you know, how are you, what are you doing? And you're saying something about, share with us how you shared what you're doing now.
Sure. It was kind of twofold. One is, you know, everybody, the first time we see each other, usually I see a lot of people maybe 2 times a year. So, of course, the first question was, so what have you been up to? And I told him, I went back to work. And everyone just kind of looks at me kind of cross-eyed because they know how much I travel with my husband and all the stuff that he does. And they're like, what do you mean you went back to work? How are you going back to work? And that led me straight into telling them about the company. And once I told them about the company, they wanted to sit down and hear more. And as soon as they started hearing more, they would go, well, you know, I've got this back issue because I fell, and do you think there's anything that might help me? Or you know, it was really fascinating how many people want help. They just want something that could possibly take them out of this pain that they're in. And so that led to making the list of the 18 for Ruth and I, because so many people asked me to send them information or contact them. And that was wonderful. And then the second part of it was my sweet, loving husband decided to announce from stage, not just in conversation, but in front of
wow.
people, announced from stage that what happened to me on Kilimanjaro. He gave an abbreviated story, but do you know how many people then want to talk about that? And it was like, oh, my word. And they're like, how can your arm be healed so well now? Well, and then that led me straight into the conversation. So it was interesting. I wanted to smack him upside the head, but I was also kind of happy.
Well, what, just a little bit more clarification. I went back to work, and then they'd say, well, what do you mean? How can you work? And then what would you kind of say about the company?
Oh, I would tell them that I started to work for a Japanese research and development company that works with the earth, everything earth-based and organic. And most of them know me well enough to know that's all I would ever work with. So they all were like, oh, my gosh, that's perfect for you. And I'd say yes. And they'd say, well, tell me more. And then I would just kind of lead straight into the, they have connected with the earth, air, water, sleep, magnetics, and light. And then that would just, I would throw out a little story about something, and that would completely trigger their interest, especially in the magnetics. What magnets? How could that help you? Well, and I wasn't trying to inundate them. I was just trying to educate just a little. And it was very hard to talk because when you have that many people that are milling around at one time and everyone wants to grab your attention and say hi, they said, do you have a card? I can look at this. And like a Googler, I only brought about 10 cards. They were gone the first day. So I started a running list in my phone. And I said, let me have your phone number and your email, and I'll get right back to you as soon as I get home. I'll send you information. I'll get on a call with you, and we'll figure out what might help you. And that was that. And then I'd go to the next person. So we start really.
You know, I want to comment on that, Tina, because I typically don't give my business card out because it gives me the opportunity to get their phone number and email.
Oh.
So actually that worked out really well for you because my husband's like, how come you have a business card? I have one, but I don't want to give it to them. I want their information because I want to follow up because I will follow up with them. They're going to have life happen to them and they're going to forget to call me. So I actually prefer not to give my business card out. I just think it's better to get their address and phone number. Say, oh, I'll send you stuff and do it that way. So it worked out for you.
It did. Fantastic. And good. Okay.
So it was good that you didn't have enough cards because now you have all their contact info.
That's right.
I do. And it's already on an Excel spreadsheet and sent to Ruth last night. No, yesterday.
Yes. And we talked to them, we're going to talk to them, we're going to call these people, and some of them are actually in San Diego. So we have decided, and I offered to her that they can come here, and I would have Tina on Skype or Uvu, and she would be at the appointment with me so that we'd still be doing our three-way, the ABC, because that's important. And then we can demonstrate, they can touch and feel the stuff, and we will move forward. So anything is possible. You just got to want it and be able to be flexible to do it.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous.
And how are you going to, Tina and Ruth, how are you going to, when you call these people, what are you going to just lead in with what they had said to you?
Yeah, because she wrote down all the challenges. So we're just going to call and say, I'm going to have Tina just introduce me as a business partner, as the expert, because it allows her to free up any judgment towards her, which is great. That's the beauty of the ABC. And then I'm just going to say, well, I understand that, you had this, whatever it is, and would love to, and then ask a few questions, where you live and how long has it been. So I will ask a bunch of questions also to understand so that I can know how to serve them because I have to do what's best for them, and in order for me to do that, I have to ask some questions. So once I get on the phone, once Tina introduces me, then I will do my job to ask just like I do at a preview, how long have you hurt, and where does it hurt, how did it happen, or whatever, and then from there, then start talking. And then I also like to ask for people I don't know, so what are your thoughts on doing something more natural? Because some people are very tied to their meds, but when they tell me, oh, no, I want to get off meds or whatever, I'm like, great. Then I know where they're at, and then I can always bring that home for them. So, when I say, okay, when they hear and their hand doesn't hurt anymore because they use water, I say, now, how did I do that? I did that without any medication and just took seconds. Now, isn't that so much better? So it's to bring back that awareness so they get the ahas. So that's how I will do it. So when I'm on the phone with them, and then when I get them here, we'll take it the next step. But those that are out of state, we'll just address them and talk about the technology. We can send them information, whether it's videos on the water or documentation of the J. Green lactoferrin, and then we just do follow-up. So that won't be difficult. It doesn't matter where they are.
So, Ruth, I'd like to ask you a question that along with that line right there is, do you send information prior to the call, like the catalog that's online, do you send anything like that prior so they get some base information about the products, or do you leave it completely open until you...
That's a great question. Yeah, so I typically do not send the catalog. I want the chance to really understand, because when they just look at the catalog, one is they see prices and they don't understand the value of it. That's the first thing. I don't like to send the catalog before I talk to them. And then when I talk to them, I could really address what it is that they need and then recommend things. And that's when I follow up with information. So if it's on water, I mean, you can ask to send a catalog, but when you're going to send them the website, you know, with your website is on your signature line, they're going to look anyway, but I like to send them information on the specific technology that, you know, that we've talked about. So if it's water, I do the shower head, water bottle, and waterfall. If it's magnetics, I do the one that's where the leaders in science or something like that. They're all on the NECOM website. And I do my best to keep all the videos no more than 5 or 6 minutes. I think it's important, and because you know what, it's easy to get a commitment to watch a video for 6 minutes. But depending on if they want more information, like on the water, then I say, well, I have something that's like 13 minutes. Do you want to watch that? And I send them the Rick Murphy thing. So I don't like to send a catalog ahead of time. I mean, if they're really interested, they go to the website anyway and look. So everything's on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. But I will tell you, Tina gave these three women catalogs at my house, or two of them anyway. She didn't have enough shit. And she asked me for a catalog. I'm like, I don't have one. I typically send things by email, and I like to do it afterwards, because once I've talked about it, then the catalog becomes a second line of defense, right? And it educates them even more. So I typically don't send them information until I've spoken with them. But that's just the way I do it.
One more question on this list of your 18 people that you're going to, are you going to do all of them just to start with as a three-way, Tina, when you call, is Ruth going to be on the phone
mm-hmm.
with you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's our 21.
You know, that's great, because that way you don't have to set up another appointment. I think that's brilliant. I mean, she's already right there, so you're just going to call back and say, we spoke at the event, and you mentioned da-da-da-da.
Right.
So I'm getting back with you, and I've got Ruth here on the phone because she has more experience or something like that. I mean,
and whatever their issue is, she could easily say, well, Ruth has worked with people with these kind of challenges. That would be a perfect, you know, introductory.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a simple thing to do. It would be more efficient to do it as soon as we get on with both of us on, because if she called and talked to them and then got me on, that's another step. That's not efficient.
It's another step. So she's already there.
Right.
You have eliminated that. You say,
correct.
Ruth has experience with these
types. And because Tina's already talked to them, because they came to her because they were interested and told her what their challenges and where the opportunities lie for us. So we have that information, which is great. So we just have to embellish on that more and just ask more questions so we can truly service them the best way for them.
Wow. Well, this has been a fabulous call, you guys. We're a little over time. It's almost 7:45. And Dave Johnson's call is going to be with William Todd and Dennis and Ruth Williams. And
Terry Kinghorn's going to be on it.
And he's going to be a guest?
Well, he's going to be, because he's working with William Pye.
Oh, fabulous.
Wait, who is that that's going to be on?
Terry. Our Terry's on the call this morning. Say hi, Terry. I mean, Terry.
Awesome.
He's muted. Oh, sorry, Terry. Terry's awesome.
What I'll do is I will get this up on our website, and you guys, I know everybody will want to go back and listen to it again. Some people got on a little late, so you definitely want to hear the whole thing, and then maybe we'll have questions. Well, have another
I think we'll need to do another call so that people can have questions, because I think this is exactly what everybody needs. It's just more, you know, details on how to do this. And the products are so powerful, and having these demos like this, and so people can see them and feel them and hear the testimonials and hear the stories and feel it on their own body. So this has just been phenomenal, you guys. And you know, working together, I mean, that's the power of the 21 Club and the ABCs. And just like you're saying, the synergy, I mean, having you know, two people working together. You guys are awesome.
I'm gonna unmute everybody, and Julie Matt is on, and Gloria is on, and so your upline, Terry Kinghorn. Let's see.
Oh my goodness! Huge team on today. Lots of people.
Max, this is Gloria.
Yes, Gloria.
I just wanted to thank Ruth on the recording so everyone can hear me thanking her, because I've thanked her personally. But, to know that Crossline felt the need to reach out and help like this. But I want to back up 1 second and thank Julie for digging in, going to events, making the connections, so that she felt comfortable enough to call Ruth and do that original three-way call with Tina to get Tina ready for her climb. That's how it backs up, because Julie got on calls or listened to recorded calls, got to events, met people, and did something that Tina can now duplicate and continue to leverage other people.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Gloria.
Yay!
Thank you, Ruth. I keep thanking you as well.
So, oh, no.
And me as well.
Pleasure.
Thank you. And Tina, of course, always.
Everybody say thanks.
Yay!
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, team.
Bye.
Together we can.
Have a good day.
Love you guys.
Get on Dave's call. Love you.
Bye. Thank you.